Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mokur Shabbat Kade. Father, we adore you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you this morning. You are the King of Glory. Oh, come in this morning, oh God. Come in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come in and have your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Have your way, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise and honor you this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. We thank you, Lord God, that your love for us, Ikurabaka, is great, greater than we can imagine. Greater, greater, greater. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you've done already and what you're about to do. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we release the sword of the Lord against the powers of hell in the name of Jesus. We wit our sword. We wit our glittering swords, and we render your vengeance against the enemy in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we gird your sword upon your thigh and ride prosperously through the earth, oh God. Let your enemies fall by the sword in the name of Jesus. Let the Assyrian fall with the sword. We release the sword of the Lord against Leviathan in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, send your angels with flaming swords to fight our battles in heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing this morning. Have your way. Have your way on Bible Storyland. Satan, we put you on notice. You cannot have my voice. My voice belongs to Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Get up out of my throat right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My voice is strong and powerful. I release the two-edged sword to execute judgments written in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release your sword out of your mouth against our enemies. Stand up for our help, oh God. Be our shield and our buckler. Oh, God, release the arrows of the Lord's deliverance into our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We release your sharp arrows into the heart of the king's enemies. Ordain and release your arrows against our persecutors in Jesus' name. Send out your arrows and scatter the enemy in Jesus' name. Make your enemies turn back with your arrows and upon your strings in Jesus' name. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Send your arrows abroad, O Lord God. Send out your arrows of light into the kingdom of darkness. Heap mischief upon them and spin your arrows upon them in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, O God, that your arrows are going forth as lightning against the enemy in Jesus' name. Break their bones, O God, and pierce them through your arrows in the name of Jesus. Shoot at your enemies with your arrows, Father God. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Make your arrows bright and release your vengeance upon our enemies in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, God, that you are great and mighty. You are holy. Be high and lifted up our King. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in the earth. Oh, God, you are moving by your Spirit. We thank you that it's not what it looks like. Oh, God, but you are in control in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, oh, God. Oh, and we bless your name. We praise you this morning. Oh, God, we bless your name. We honor your holy presence. Oh, God, we thank you this morning that you are great and a mighty King. No God is holier. No God is greater. You are the only true and living God, and we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, all glory, all honor, all praise belong to you, our King, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and praise unto our God, our King, and the Rock of Ages. He is our Rock. He is our King. No king is greater than our king. All hail the king, our king, the king of glory, the king of glory. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in all of us. You are moving mountains from our lives. You are breaking strongholds. You are tearing down everything in us that's not like you. Oh, God, you are destroying our enemies. Oh, God, and we have victory over every enemy, over hell, death, and the grave. We have victory in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 107. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, when he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I thank you, Lord God, that you have redeemed every one of us from the hand of the enemy. And you gathered us, oh God, you gathered them out of the land, from the east, from the west, the north, and the south. They wandered into the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of all their distress. What a mighty God you are. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the word of God and contemned it, the counsel of the Most High God. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. What a mighty God we serve. He hears our every cry. Even before we call to him, he's answered. Well, good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Bible Storyland this morning. We appreciate every person on here. We thank God for you. We thank God for your households. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you and your household and those in your family. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are blessing our Lord. We are praising him like never before. So I thank God for the elderly, and this is to the elderly. I once was young, but now I'm older. I started this journey a long time ago. God formed me, for he knew me and created my inward parts. He knit me together in my mother's womb. I praised him even more today. I praise him even more today than yesterday, because I realize I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. His handiwork of me is more wonderful than I ever knew or imagined, for I know this very well. My bones were not hidden from God the Father. Not one of them is broken. Now, when I was made in secret, when I was formless, he knew me very well. His eyes saw me then, and his eyes have kept watch over me and us. And not one thing is secret from our Father. And then though our hair is turning gray, he knows every hair on our head. All of our days were written in his eternal book before he blew his breath into our bodies and we became living souls. How precious are his thoughts of us. To count them would take a lifetime, for they outnumber the grains of sand. So we thank the Lord this morning when we woke up, and when he wake us up every day, day by day, he is still with us. We thank the Lord for his faithfulness and his love for us even in our old age. Our children think because we call one name, the name of another, that we don't know who we are. But, Lord, we thank you, for it is because of you we will always remember your name, even when we've forgotten our own name. For God is more precious than silver and gold to us. Father God is eternal in the heavens and in the earth. Because of who he is, we give him glory. Because of who he is, we praise him this morning. And because of who he is, we worship Almighty. That is dedicated to the seniors this morning. You know, we serve a great God, and he said in Psalms 37:25, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God has been and is willing to always take care of the righteous. The old have had many experiences watching the wonders of God, watching his faithfulness, watching his patience. And he's patient with us. He is loving towards us. Even when we're sinful, he loves us. Even when we do things against him, when we're disobedient, he loves us. He is our rock and our shield. So God chose the senior citizens to love him with all their heart, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbors like we love ourselves. So seniors, today we come into the presence of the Most High God to give him glory, to give him praise, and to sing songs of and give him much honor. So this morning, we have Minister Donna Hawkins with us and several other people who are going to be singing this morning, giving God glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am great. I tell you, we had a leadership summit last night with about 80 leaders, pastors and ministers and community leaders last night. It was wonderful. I'm doing fine.
Amen. I wish I could have been there. No, it was great.
Oh, it was. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing Standing on the Promises this morning.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest God will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all and all. Standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing,
I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are
praise
standing
the Lord.
On the
hallelujah.
Promises. Mm-hmm. His
amen.
Promises are great. His promises are going to come forth because he's faithful to us. Mm-hmm. He promised us that if we would be obedient, we would eat the good of the land. And he is faithful. So we got to be obedient so we can eat the good of the land. What a great God we serve. You know, we sometimes make promises as human beings, and sometimes we do all we can to, you know, to keep our promises, but sometimes we can't do it. But I tell you what, God can keep every one of his. He's not human. He's divine. So I thank God that we are standing on his promises of Christ, our King. He is our soon-coming King, and we adore him. We bless him like never before. So I thank God this morning. We have Sister Jackie on with us this morning. Let me see if she came. I know she her call dropped for a minute. Let's see if she came. Yep, she's back on. Jackie Travis, hold on. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I got off so I can let Frances hear my cousin Donna sing. She's never heard her sing. Frances, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, just hold on. Hold on. You say you like to listen sometimes, so I called her so she can hear, get in on the services today.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Great.
All right.
Amen. Got to
hear. How you doing, Frances?
I'm doing just blessed this morning. Thank you for asking.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you. Thank God for you being on here.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. It's a blessed
all
morning.
Right. Jackie, what are you going to sing?
Lord, I want you to help me. It's a song that me and my little lady sing in the building, and Bonita has to run us out. Jackie, y'all got to stop that singing in the hallway. I said, okay. And so I just get them all worked up, and boy, they love it. They love to sing these old songs that don't have nobody to sing them with them, and they have the greatest voices. All they can listen, harmonize with you. And I said, ooh, if I could just get y'all in a choir, it'd be great. But I'm going to try to sing the song that me and the little old lady, we sneak around and sing. When we can, okay?
All right.
Water, Lord, I want you to help me. Singing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. You sing along. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. I'm singing, oh, Lord. I want you to help me. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. Singing while I'm singing, I want you to help me. Lord, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. I'm singing, oh, Lord. I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. Singing while I'm praying, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. I'm singing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Ooh, Lord, while I'm crying, I need you to help me. I'm singing while I'm crying, I need you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. I'm singing, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Lord, help me. Mm-hmm.
Help me.
Help me. I want you to help me. Amen.
Amen. Yes. I tell you what, we can't make it without the Lord's help. He is our
amen.
Helper. He is who we need. That was beautiful. We need him to help. I think we can do it ourselves. You know, sometimes we try to do it ourselves. We make ourselves sick. We make ourselves weak. But we got to call on the name of the Lord. Lord, we need you to help us in everything we go through. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So he helps us all the time. Even when we think we're doing it ourselves, he's there holding us up. You know, the Lord is faithful to us. He is such a faithful God. Even when we're not faithful to him, he is faithful to us. So I thank the Lord this morning for his faithfulness. So we are continually singing this morning. Well, we had Paducah, Kentucky singing, Jacksonville, Florida singing. Now we have somebody from New Orleans, Louisiana. Sister Gloria Dean Charlotte. Good morning, Sister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Oh, good morning. How are you, Sister Carita? You sound good this morning.
I am. I'm doing wonderful. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I'm having a great
Amen.
Time.
Hallelujah.
I know you're going to sing two songs.
Yeah, I'll put it together. I won't be able to stay on the line as long because, you know, today we're going to Positive Confession. We'll be going to Piccadilly for Positive Confession.
Oh, I thought y'all went on the third Saturday.
Second Saturday, but what happened is on the second Saturday, but we are going to Pastor Fisher's church on the second Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's why it changed this week. But anyway,
all right.
Okay, well, I'll go on and give what God has given to me. Okay.
Amen.
And I know everybody what I'm doing. Everybody can sing it, too. Okay. All right.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we adore you and bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
Okay.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Give the girls a hug for me.
You're the one today.
Okay.
All righty. Have a blessed day.
All right.
Day.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Joy and victory shall be ours if we hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles. You know he's a great battler, and he fights every one of our battles if we just be still and get out the way, and let the Lord fight the battle. You know he's a victorious God. We try to go and fight them lions and giants by ourselves, oh, we're going to be slaughtered. But we go like David in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, we coming. And Jesus is going to fight every battle for us. You know we got lions we got to fight. All kind of things we're fighting against. But when we hold our peace, you know, sometimes on the job you wanna tell your boss off. Yeah, they did this to me, they did it. But we got to hold our peace and bend the knee. And we got to say, Lord, I'm going through this, and I'm going through that. And you know he knows it already. And sometimes in our households, our mates, you know, doing this or saying that, or say we got to hold our peace, bend the knee, and let the Lord fight the battle. And sometimes our children are stubborn and rebellious, and we don't know what to do. Sometimes we feel like getting the bat, hitting them upside the head. But we got to hold our peace and let the Lord fight the battle for us. He'll do it now. And sometimes, you know, parents, we own our children, them teenagers, we own them. And if they just hold their peace and let the Lord fight the battle, bend the knee as teenagers and let the Lord fight the battle, everybody will have victory when we let the Lord fight the battle. So I thank the Lord this morning that he's a great battler. He knows our name. He knows our address. And he knows how to come and fight every battle for us. He's never lost a battle, and he never will. So hold our peace and let the Lord fight the battle. And because we love God, you know, he loves us so much now. God loves us more than we can ever love ourselves. He loves us very, 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 very much. I mean, he loves us more than we can think or imagine. Can you imagine a great God who created the sun, the moon, the stars, and blew his breath into a human being, and human being got up, and human beings are living today because God blew his breath. He formed us in our mother's belly. He even knew what we were going to be named before we were born. What a great God we serve. He is all-knowing. You know, when we out there sinning, we think we hiding from God. You know how the children play hide and go seek. But we're not hiding our sins from God. He's right there in the midst of it when we sinning. He knows everything. All knowing, all seeing, Almighty God. Well, you know, the word of God is sharper and more powerful than a two-edged sword. And it cuts us going and coming. The word of God today is brought forth by our sister, Pastor Sue Seward, this morning. And, you know, she's a mighty woman of God on the job. I met her a few months ago, and she loves children. But she, like me, she wants them to be obedient and listen and get a good quality education. She goes in there with the anointing to destroy those yokes and bondages off their lives. She can look at them and pray silently for them. And she knows what the Lord is showing her to pray for the children. Not only do she pray for the children, she prays for their families. And I thank God for her faithfulness. She comes on the prayer line on Tuesday nights when we pray for the children. And I tell you what, her prayers are breaking down strongholds in our children. So I thank God for Sister Seward. She is with the Temple of Deliverance Ministry, where her son, Pastor James Henry, is the pastor. And I went there a few months ago, and I tell you, we had a good time praising the Lord. Ooh, it was an awesome time praising the Lord. So I thank God today for Pastor Seward, faithful woman of God. Always on the battlefield for the Lord. So I welcome you, Pastor Seward, back to Bible Sterling. She's been on before, and she prayed an awesome prayer for us. Good morning, Pastor Seward. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I am awesome this morning. Just listening at the songs of praise, I tell you, I just wanted to just get up from here and just do my dance. I tell you, it was just awesome. It was so anointed, the praise and worship. It was awesome this morning. I tell you, I give honor to God, and I thank God for Bible Storyland. I tell you, it seems like it's getting greater and greater.
I tell you what, God is awesome, isn't he?
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, it was just awesome. And all the songs were just tying in for the seniors this morning. I bless the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my God, and I just give honor to God who is my life and to each and every one that's taking partake in the Bible Storyland this morning, the leaders. I tell you, I thank God this morning. And we got to understand and know that seniors are so important to God. God do not look at our age as doing his will, his works, but God look at the heart of man, the spirit of man. And these are the things that God looks at. And may we have a moment of prayer.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for Bible Storyland. We thank you for Sister G. God, we bless you for everyone that's listening, everyone that has been a partaker this morning. God, we bless you for them right now. And God, we ask that you have your way, that you speak, God. We can do nothing without you. And God, we give honor, glory, and praise to you. God, that our seniors be blessed, healed, delivered, free. Father, to serve you, to do your will continuously. In the name of Jesus, there's no retirement in you, God. And we thank you right now that we continue on this battlefield. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. And we know that age alone doesn't always make us wiser. Only who know God and have true wisdom. And this morning, we are going to be coming from the scriptures, Psalms, the 71st chapter, verse 18. And it says, "Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown my strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is come." They're saying, God, keep me. Don't allow me to leave, to give up, but continue on this battlefield to do your will, God. Saying, I might be gray-headed, but, oh, God, forsake me not until I have shown my strength unto this generation. Have a mind to want to show forth the praises of God, the blessings of God, the word of God. They have a mind to want to go on and do the will of God. And I bless the Lord that when you become a certain age in God, you want to continue on the battlefield. You can't give up. You've got to continue. You've got to continue to let your light so shine. And I thank God for that song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. By Sister Gloria Dean, I bless the Lord for that song because this is what we have to do. We have to let our light so shine that people know we are a child of God, that we have Christ in our life. We've got to let our light so shine everywhere we go, not just in the church, but in our home, on our jobs, out in the grocery store. Everywhere we go, we got to let our light so shine. And I bless the Lord for that song. And we've got to also understand and know, I was listening at the song, standing on the promises of our God. You won't take a fall if you're standing on his promises, because you're trusting him, you're believing in him, and you will stay on the battlefield for the Lord. You won't give up on God when you're standing and believing and trusting him for his promises. Amen. And in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, for which cause we faint not. We don't give up on God, but we stand on his promises. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You will be renewed in Christ if you want to be renewed. You do not have to give up on God through every trial, every test, all the hurt, all the feeling lonely and being without. God will renew you day by day. Don't give up on God. Don't faint, but continue, even as Paul said, press toward the mark. Regardless to what age you are, continue to press in this race. We got to run this race with patience. We can't give up. We got to continue. God will sustain us if we be patient and wait on him. We know when we get old, sometimes seniors feel they're being pushed on the back burner. Sometimes they feel they're being looked over. But if you just hold on and trust God, God will put people in your path to be there for you, to love on you, to help you. That's why we have to sow seeds while we are young, because when you become a senior, you will reap what you sow. If you sowed into people's lives, blessing them, helping them, God will put you in a position where someone will be there for you. Even if your family turn your back on you, God will put somebody there in your path to be for you, to help you, to encourage you, to bless you. God says in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You won't faint. You won't get weary, but you will continue on the battlefield for the Lord. You will know that God loves you. If nobody else loves you, he loves you. He won't forsake you, but he will be with you until the end. God loves seniors as well as he does his younger people. God won't forsake you, but he will be there. He will be a refuge for you. You can't say, for the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And you can truly say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I can trust in God. I won't give up. I won't turn around, but I'll stay on the battlefield for the Lord, because I know he is my strength. He is my father, my maker, my creator. He won't give up on me, and I won't give up on him, no matter what it look like, what it feel like. Although we get to be seniors, sometimes we have aches and pains. Sometimes we go through in our bodies, but Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a deliverer. He's a way out of no way. All we got to do is trust him. All we got to do is stand on his promises. Lord, I want you to help me. Even as the lady said, singing the song, Lord, I want you to help me while I'm on this journey. And I tell you, when you're faithful with God, God will be faithful with you. We got to know that Christ is our life and the length of our days if we stay faithful with God, if we continue in this race. God won't give up on you, but God will add to your life. I know in the scripture where Hezekiah was sick unto death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God told Hezekiah to set his house in order. Glory to God. And Hezekiah heard the word of the prophet. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray, began to cry out to God. Sometimes we've got to cry out to God. Sometimes we got to turn our face to the wall and begin to cry. And God began to hear Hezekiah. And God added 15 years to Hezekiah's life. God will add to your life. Hallelujah. If you just turn from your wicked ways, if you just turn from every way, hallelujah, that don't give glory.
Hello? Pastor Seward?
Yes.
Okay, you faded out for a minute.
Yes. He said, my son, keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. God will add to your life. Only thing you got to do is stay faithful with God, and he will add to your life. And you can say, victory, victory shall be mine. Peace and joy and love shall be mine. Happiness shall be mine. God loves the seniors. There's a place in God's heart for the seniors. And God will have us to be a part of their lives. Not turn our back on them, but be there for them, encourage them, even as he will have the seniors to encourage the younger people. To be there for the younger people as they go through their trials, their tests, to be an encouragement, to be a light to our younger people, but not to be mean, hateful, hallelujah, putting down, talking down on the young, but to be an encourager to our young people, hallelujah. Sometimes they go through, hallelujah, and they need to be encouraged. Sometimes their parents are not encouraging them, but if we can just take the time to encourage our young people, be there for them, not looking down and putting them down, but showing them love, giving them a word from God, and telling them how much God loves them. Seniors are important in God's life, and that they stay on the battlefield for the Lord. Sometimes they're down, sometimes they're up, but God is there. He has their back. He will never forsake them, never give up on them. We give up on God. We give up on ourselves. I was reading this 25% of elderly people that live alone. Many feel trapped in loneliness and poverty, and you have more seniors that's committing suicide just by not eating, not taking their medications. And we've got to encourage our seniors that don't have Christ in their life. I ministered to a senior citizen site some years back, and it was this lady, 80-some years old, had not been introduced to Christ. So we've got seniors out there that have not been introduced to Christ. That's why we've got to be about our Father's business, witnessing and going out and reaching the lost, whether they are young or old. That is our duty, to go out and reach the lost. And we know that God will be with us. Yeah, it's getting rough out there, but yet it's still, God is a protector. He's a protector, and we've got to be bold enough to go out and reach our seniors, reach our young people, and tell them all about Christ, because some of them have not made that choice to have Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you cannot enter into the kingdom without God. Without Jesus Christ, we need him in order to enter in. And I thank God for the opportunity to minister concerning seniors. And God loves you all. He loves you all. He loves you all. Stay on the battlefield for God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Woo! What a word, what a word, what a word.
That was an awesome word. Oh, my Lord. I'm glad it's recorded and we can go back and listen to it later on Bible Story. So I thank God that was an awesome word to the elders. Don't give up. Trust in God. Keep your hand in the hand of the man that still the waters, that calm the seas. Hold on to changing hands. Trust in God, she said. So I thank God for that word. The scripture is Psalm 71:18, 2 Corinthians 4:16. Don't faint. Don't give up. Run the race. You are valuable to God. He will sustain you. Oh, my God, her words were encouraging. And I thank God. She said, God will add to your light like he did Hezekiah. Gave him 15 more years. Now, he could have gave him 15 more minutes, but he gave him 15 more years. So that word was powerful. I told you the word was powerful now. And Minister Susan, because she, you know what, she stays before the Lord. She prays, intercedes, stands in the gap for all of us. She's on the battlefield for the Lord. So I thank you, Minister Seward, for that powerful word. Woo, what a word, what a word.
Amen, amen. God is good, God is good.
Yes, he is. Well, I thank God today you had some men and women of God on here listening to the word. We got Rico on here today, my spiritual son, who is a gospel rapper. We have one of my friends from New Orleans and one from Michigan listening this morning to the word. So I thank God, you know, the word is powerful. The word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Can you imagine a two-edged sword? Oh, now, they sharp. They are sharp. And, you know, she talked about salvation. We got to get up off the bench. And we got to go tell people the good news that Jesus died for you. He loves you. For God sent Jesus into the world because he loves the world. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son that, you know, you would be saved and I would be saved and others would be saved. And there are seniors who do not know the Lord. We got to pray for our seniors to be saved. And salvation is necessary. You know, it's necessary. You know, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Romans 1:16. For it is the power, of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So you got to first believe. And then you can be saved. You got to first believe. Belief is important. You know, if you say, Lord, I need you to do this here, but you don't believe it. Oh, my God, it's not going to happen. You got to believe it. Salvation is necessary to live with God eternally. Now, you don't have to be saved. You can live with the devil the rest of your life. But if you want to be saved from your sins, you got to come to Jesus. Salvation is a necessary, very necessary in this day and time. It's necessary throughout life. Wise people choose God in his way, his righteousness. They choose his way. And you know unwise people don't choose God. They don't have enough wisdom to say, wait a minute, that's the truth. So we got to be wise. God wants everybody to be saved. He gave us salvation to bring us back to him. If we want to go back to God, we got to be saved. If you've not already chosen salvation, today is the day to be saved. Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So I thank God today. You know, backsliding is not an option. We can't choose that. We got to choose salvation and press forward in Jesus. We can't lean to our own understanding about God because his thoughts are higher than ours. So I thank God for the word from Minister Seward this morning. That was a powerful word to the seniors. If you're just willing and obedient, just be willing and obedient. So, you know, we got to stand up for Jesus. We can't lean to our own understanding. We got to acknowledge God in all of our ways. Well, it is testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? Press 1. Testimony. No, somebody got, I know God did something good for somebody. Press 1. Well, I have a testimony. I thank God that he allowed me to sub in the public schools this past year, and I was working almost every day. He provided people to ask me, you want to come and work with my children? You want to come and work? And I thank God that he trusted me with the children, and they were precious. I worked from children, worked with children in special ed. I worked with children in regular ed and, you know, the young ones, pre-K, kindergarten, all the way up through. I went to high school one time. I said, uh-oh, wrong place. They don't want to learn. But you know what? We got to insist, parents, that our children can't go to school to play. Some parents need to get up there to the school, every level, from pre-K to high school. Take a visit once a month. Go up there. Don't make a surprise visit. See how your child is doing. You'll be surprised. I'm talking about godly people now. They have godly people's children in the classroom that's acting up. When you go up there, do like those old people used to do. Take a belt, put it in your purse, and usher them to the bathroom. And don't forget to use it. That's your child. You're going to save their soul from hell. The word says foolishness is in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will beat it out of them. Some children are carrying on foolishness in the classroom. They are carrying on so much disturbance that other children can't even learn.
Come on.
I mean, they're cutting up. The teacher can't even talk. They're talking over the teacher. Many
Come
of
on.
Them are coming to visit, just visit. They visit in the school. They're in the second, third grade, fourth grade, fifth. They come to visit. They come to disturb education. They know that they don't care that their mind is being wasted. They don't understand that when they get 40 years old, they're going to cry because they cut up in the classroom when they were 4 and 14 and 15 and 16. We got to go up there to those schools and visit and support the teachers. Don't say, what that teacher said? You don't have to listen to them. Why would you send your child to some place they need to be educated and tell them don't listen to the teacher? That's foolishness. That's the person that you have over them to protect them. Many teachers have died for children, hiding, holding them so they won't get the bullet. The teacher got the bullet. The principal got the bullet. So you be up there. You go to those schools. You visit them. You make sure that there's learning in your child's classroom. You help the teacher. You support them. Support the principal. Nobody's want to hurt your child. No. They want your children to get an education. So now that was the second sermon. Minister Seward preached a better one. I mean, this wasn't even a part of the message. But I'm telling you, this was part of my testimony. It's not the
Amen.
Children. We got to bet the teachers. We got to, you know, children try to divide people. They divide their father and their mother, one against the other. They divide the teacher and the parent. That's what they try to do. But we got to stand together and make sure our children get quality education. And every one of them need a Christian education. They need the principles of the Lord taught to them. So, end of my testimony. Anybody else have a testimony? All right. Well, I thank God for his goodness. I know all of our testimonies that he gave us life, and he's given us abundant life. So I thank God for that. It is prayer time. If you want prayer, you can press 1. All right. Oh, Miss Ludell came on with us this morning. Miss Ludell, press 1. Miss Ludell, 93 going on 94 from Appleton, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Ronnie. Ronnie, you press 1. Wait, hold on, Miss Ludell, press one. Hold on, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button, Ronnie. I'm sorry. Miss Ludell.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? I just want to say testimony. Just thank God for waking me up another morning. In spite of the 93 years that he waked me up and brought me and kept me and helped me in the hollow of his hand. And I still thank God for this morning because I feel like he still didn't have to do it. But being God and God all by himself with the power that he has and it all in his hand, that he allowed me to wake up again and be able to just say a few words. I heard part of the message that the lady just brought containing the elders, you know, what we all supposed to do. And, of course, you know I am an elder. And I try my best to do, do the advice that she was telling us to do in my church, my community, and in my home. And I thank God for each and every one of you, you know, Miss Grick, who are trying to carry this program on and reach out to people that evidently you wouldn't see in person. But thank God for television. Thank God for radio. And thank God for you and your associate, you know, what been there for you and with you down through the months and the years. I thank God for everything.
Amen. Well, Miss Ludell, you going to sing a song for us this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing, It's a Dark Cloud Rising.
Amen.
It's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Sister, it's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Can't you hear the thunder roaring? Don't you see the lightning flashing? Members, it's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Church, it's a dark cloud rising, let's go home. Church is a dark cloud rising, let's go home. Can't you see the lightning flashing? Don't you hear the thunder roaring? Members, it's a dark cloud rising, let's go home. Brothers, it's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Brothers, it's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Can't you see the lightning flashing? Don't you hear the thunder roaring? Members, it's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Amen. It's a dark cloud rising out there, I tell you. It is. It's a dark cloud rising.
Yes.
But we know that if we got God in our hand, we got it all.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Ludell. That was an awesome testimony and a great song. I love that song. It's a dark cloud rising. Let's go home. Now, you know we're
yes,
all going
sir.
Home. Now,
we
where
going
our
home.
Is depends upon who we choose.
Right.
Where our home is depends
uh-huh.
upon who we choose. Now,
uh-huh.
if we don't choose God and Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit,
uh-huh.
we're making another choice. So
right.
we're going to go home to the home
we're
that we're
home.
For. There's a home prepared for us on the other side, but it depends on who we choose.
That's right.
Choose life.
To our heavenly home, the home that he prepared for us.
That's it.
You know, not our home that we went out there and bought and paid taxes on it as long as we're living, but the home that he prepared for us freely if we
yeah.
just come, follow his command, obey his word, his will, and his way.
Yes. Amen, amen. So there are two homes to go to. It depends on who we're going to choose. Are we going to choose
That's
God
true.
Or are we going to choose the enemy? So you can go home to God when you leave this earth, or you could go to the enemy's camp. But I don't know about you, but I'm choosing God. When I stand
That's
there
right.
with the Lord, I want to hear him say, well done, thy good.
Well done.
Enter in. Look, I don't want the devil to fool me like he fooled Eve. He fooled her out of her home. She had a great home. In that home, they didn't have to work. They had everything necessary. But, you know, we're like Eve. God said, now look here. You got the apple tree. You got the pear. You got the grapefruit. You got the cherries. You got the grapes. You got the straw. But look here. This right here, this over here on this tree, don't eat it. Don't touch it. But you know how we are. We want to do what we are told not to do. We stubborn disobedience. But when we read and study the word, that disobedience is going to leave us. But we got to read the word. We got to study the word. And we got to apply the word to our lives. So I thank God for the word. Ms. Ludell, you're always a blessing to us.
Thank you.
Thank God for every person that sang. And especially for the word for Minister Susie. So it is prayer time this morning. Prayer time on Bible Story Land. So press 1 if you need prayer. Press 1. I know I need prayer. I don't know about y'all, but I need some prayer. I need Lord to answer some prayers for me. I need the Lord 24/7.
Yes,
I need him in my life. He's my help. In trouble, very present help in trouble. He's my help, like Pastor Seward said. He's my help.
In time of trouble.
Yes.
Minister G?
Yes.
Please remember my mother, Valerie Newsom. She has felt well this week.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, Martha.
All right, I wrote them down last night about 12 o'clock.
Thank you.
I wrote them on my prayer list. I got Jackie covered with her senior sister. But if you have any special requests, all right, I got you covered, Minister Hawkins.
Thank you.
Jackie, you there? Let me see. Jackie was here. She may have had to go to work, but she was already at work singing, so she may be going off right now. But I thank God. Oh, there she is. Hold on, Jackie. Press 1.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm sorry. I had
thank God. Francis.
Yes.
Okay, when I'm on the conference call, you couldn't hear me because I had a testimony also, but I want you to pray for Francis' daughter. Francis can tell you about that, praying for her daughters. And
my,
pray
my
for
daughter,
her.
My name is Naki McCormish. She done got in a mess, and we can't get out. The only person who can get out is Jesus.
Yeah.
And I would like for y'all to pray for her.
What's her name again?
Nakia McCormick. N-A-K-I-A. McCormick.
Okay.
Please keep her in your prayer.
Okay.
And pray for the rest of my family. I got to go back and take a mammogram this day after 18 years. I've been in cancer free for 18 years, and now they're calling me back for another mammogram and a sonogram. But I know Jesus got me. He got
all
his
blood right.
on me, so I ain't even worried about it.
All right.
Yes.
And I just want to thank y'all for praying for us, and we be praying for y'all. And I love the Bible study.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Can you pray for Sister Annie Wilson, please? And Miss Henry, while she's in New York, she's gone to New York for 3 weeks to preach and everything. So she is going to do that. So if you can pray for her, I'll pray for her. She's gone to New York.
How old is she now?
92.
Still on the battlefield for the Lord. What's her name again now?
Yes, Lord. She's gone up for the preach.
What's her name again?
Miss Henry. Annie Wilson.
Yeah, I got Annie Wilson and Mother Henry. I tell you what, Mother Henry preached at a church a few months ago. Oh, my gosh, she said she could touch her toes. She leaned down, 93 years old, touching her toes. I thank God for the aged men and women of God. He's still giving them strength. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1. You want prayer? Press 1. Somebody got their radio on. If you could turn it down or off for me, I appreciate it. Or TV.
Yeah. I'm back with you. I'm gonna need to be. Just make sure y'all pray for all of my patients, please.
All right, I got you.
Okay, pray for all of my people, my family. And I had two little great nieces come into the world. Please pray for them. I thank God for my two great nieces that came into the world this year, this week.
All right, new birth. New birth. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1.
Hello.
Mariba.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you?
All is well. Thank you. I like prayer for the people over in the Middle East, the Coptic Christians. And they're asking for prayer, and especially for this man. He's a minister over there, and that, you know, that they won't saw. They're not cutting their heads off. I mean, you know, machete. They are sawing their heads off with knives, long, sharp knives, and that's a painful death.
Yeah.
And it's not. Yeah, all and right. It's not a quick thing, you know. So lift up those people and children. They're hanging the children in the street. They're putting it on the phone, you know, on a whatever they call it, for you to see it. So we lift up the ministers and people that are standing for God over there in the Middle East. And God also say to pray for Israel, Jerusalem.
Right.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Mariba.
Yeah.
We missed you on Tuesday praying for the children.
Yeah, and I had my plans were to get on it, and I got involved, and something happened, and then when I looked up, it was 9:00.
All right. Okay, well, next you got chance, but we'll be on Tuesday. The Lord say the same.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1. If you don't press 1, I can't hear you. You got to press.
This is Ludea.
Okay, Miss Ludea.
This is Ludea.
Yes, ma'am. You need prayer, Miss Ludea?
Yes. I pray for me, my family, my church family, and Mary Jean and her two sons.
Okay.
And we had a lady that was funeralized at my church yesterday, young lady. Pray for the family, the Ramsey family.
Okay. Anybody else? Press 1. You need prayer. All right, we're about ready to pray.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave anybody out, so. I don't want to leave anybody out. Press 1 if you need prayer. Okay, hold on, Rico. Rico, you need prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I know you press 1. How you doing, Rico?
I'm doing great.
Hey, man, I was thinking about you during the week. I got to get one of your CDs.
Yeah, working on it.
All right. Come on now. You got to work hard. Stay in the secret place. God going to give you the words for it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he will.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, ma'am. She's great. She's awesome. She actually... In a few minutes, on her way to pick me up, we have a show today at Metropolitan Park at 12 o'clock.
Oh, today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know. Metropolitan. What street is that on? That's out by the, I forgot where
I'm
it is.
I'm not sure.
I've been there.
I'm not sure.
Years. Okay, Metropolitan Park. Okay, we're going to pray for that.
Okay. But just wanted some prayer for my, you know, health, strength, and my family. This whole overall general thing, you know.
You want to, what was the first thing you said? You wanted prayer for what?
Just health and strength and just, you know, overall general thing. Just, you know, watch over me and stuff like that.
Okay.
Make sure I continue to stay in the right path.
Okay. Rico's a young man. How old are you, Rico?
I'm 21 now.
21. Boy, you catching up with me. I'm 67. You catching up.
Oh, man.
All right. I thank God for youth.
Thank you.
Rico.
Love you, too.
Pastor Jay's mom.
You heard her, Rico? She said it was Pastor James Henry's mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bless you. All right.
Thank you.
Love you. Praying
love you
everything
too.
Go well for you, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yep. All right, anybody else? Press 1. Get ready to hit the throne room. Pastor Seward and I are going to be praying for these prayer targets people gave us. All right, Pastor Seward, if you could pray for Mr. Donna Hawkins, for Mother Newsom. She hadn't been feeling good. Mother Hawkins and the Hawkins family, you could pray for them. And I'm going to pray for Jackie and the things she asked me. And then we'll come back in again. And you want to begin?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you right now. God, you said come boldly before the throne of grace. And God, we are petitioning you now for Sister Newsom, Father, for Sister Jackie, for Minister Hawkins and family. God, move mighty in every area of their lives. God, you see the need. God, you see the problem. You see the situation. God, you see the aches and the pains. God, you see their minds. God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every diabolical attack upon their lives. Oh, God, bless them mentally, spiritually, financially, God, with their health and strength. God, move in every area of their life. God, we know you're able to do all things but fail. And God, we thank you that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, trusting and believing and standing on the promises of God. God, we thank you that you hear our prayers. God, you hear the prayers of the righteous. God, they avail of much. And God, we thank you for moving mightily to meet every need concerning thy people in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your daughter, Jackie Travis, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for her husband. We thank you for her daughters. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. And Lord, we are so grateful for new birth, the birth of her great nieces. You know the little ones that were born. We thank you for those children. We claim them for the kingdom of God. And Father, let them be strong and powerful as they grow up. Let them be taught your word. Let them be filled with your word. Write the word on the tables of their hearts. And we thank you, Lord God, that those nieces will grow up to give you glory and praise. And that Jackie's children will continually honor you and bless their mother and bless their father. And I thank you, Lord God, for the senior citizens that Jackie worked with on a daily basis. Lord, as she go in and she sings songs of praise with them and to them and for them, I thank you, Lord God, that you are breaking down strongholds, breaking every chain in their lives, healing their bodies, oh God. Even as she touched them, let your healing virtue go through Jackie's hands to remove pain from them, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for Francis, who came on this morning on Bible Storyland. We ask you to bless her as a senior citizen, oh God. Remove the pain, the swelling from her legs and her ankles. Keep her blood pressure at normal levels, oh God. And Lord, you know she is a cancer survivor, but cancer is nothing to you. You are almighty. You are the healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord God, oh, God, for healing her body, keeping her healthy and well. And we thank you that the mammogram, oh, God, no matter what it says, we believe your testimony that all is well. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, for Nike McCormick, her daughter, who's been in trouble. But, Lord, snatch her out the trouble, oh, God. Put her on your path, oh, God. Save her from this untoward generation. Don't let her go, oh, God, to the pits of hell. Save that child, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, trouble is nothing to you. You're able, oh, God. Help her, Lord God. Bring her up out the muck and the mire of life. Let her wait patiently for you, oh, God. Put a new song in the McCormick's life. And I thank you, Lord God, that many shall see it. Turn from their wicked ways. Don't let her slide in the mud no more. Don't let her hands be dirty, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse her mind, her soul, her spirit. Make her whole in you, oh, God. Save her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her rise up and honor and call her mother blessed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Annie Wilson. Oh, God, you know her. You know how many hairs she has upon her head. You know what's going on with her. Heal her body. And, Father, we thank you for Mother Henry, the 93-year-old young woman who's still on the battlefield.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God, to New York. Keep her safe. Bring her home safely. And, Lord, you know she's been a pastor for many years, had her own church for over 30 years. Oh, God, bless her like never before. Give her strength in her body every day, oh, God. And I thank you that her mind is stayed on you and she has a stable mind, ready to do battle against the enemy in Jesus' name. And we praise and honor you this morning, oh, God. And, Father, I lift up those who are sick in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for their healing. Pastor Seward, if you could pray for my friend Rose Harbor. She's in the hospital in New Orleans. And also pray for those who need physical, spiritual healing that are sick and afflicted. If you could pray for those, and then I'll pray after you.
Physical, and what did you say?
Physical, mental, spiritual healing.
Okay. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you again, God, praying for Sister Rose Harbor. God, that you meet every need. God, whether it's health, strength, mental abilities. Father, whether it's in her community, God, her family. God, meet every need. Heal every need. Supply.
Yes.
Every need. God, I pray for the physical and mental healing of thy people. Oh, God, bless right now. We know Jesus to be a healer. We thank you that your word is true. God, that we just need to act and it shall be given. The healing belongs to us, God. And we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance. God, we thank you for healing the mind. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are God of peace, a God of joy. God, we thank you for restoring the peace, the joy. Oh, God, give thy people strength in every area, God. We thank you, God, that you meet the needs of Rose Harbor right now. You see, God, nothing is hidden from you, God. Breathe upon her heart, her mind, her soul, in the name of Jesus. And we come against every work of the enemy. We take authority over every work. We cancel every attack, every assignment, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless right now. Heal right now. Deliver right now. God, we bless you that you are faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Rise up, Lord. Rise up, Lord. Rise up, almighty warrior. You are the mighty warrior that we need, oh God. You are the God that we need, oh God. We call on you for the people in the Middle East, oh God. God, we pray for peace in Jerusalem, Lord. And we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those who are going through trials. Oh God, they're not only cutting their heads off, but they're using torture methods. And we bind up that torturing spirit right now in Jesus' name. We say, get up and get out of that area. You coward! Get up, cowards! Get up, and cowards!
Hallelujah.
Lord, all those who have those Saul spirits that are murdering your people, we cancel that Saul spirit. And we call for Pauls in that area. Let them be saved, oh God. Let them get good common sense, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the Gaza Strip in Jerusalem, oh God. We pray for all those in the Middle East, the children. They're such cowards, oh God, and they're killing innocent children who've done nothing to them. They're killing your people, oh God, because they confess the name of Jesus. Stand up for their help, oh God. Be their shield, be their buckler. In the name of Jesus, be their warrior, war on their behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind and rebuke every red eye of terror, every red eagle of terror that's coming against Jerusalem, that's coming against the Middle East, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they will not be afraid of the terror by night. We bind and rebuke the terrorists that are plotting against Jerusalem, plotting against those in the Middle East because they're cowards in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all spirits of hatred and murder that's manifesting through terrorism in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all religious terrorism and terrorists in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all demons of Jahid in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all spirits of the Antichrist and hatred of Christianity. In the name of Jesus, we bind our spirits of hatred in the Middle East and in America in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the terrors of death in the name of Jesus. We bind our fear and panic that will come through terrorists in the name of Jesus. Deliver them and deliver us from the violent and bloodthirsty men. We cut the axe of violence out of the hands of the wicked. Let the assemblies of violent men be exposed and cut off. Let the violence be no more in those areas, in any nation, oh God. Cut it off at the root. And we give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Pastor Stewart, if you could pray for Rico. They're going to be doing a show today at Metropolitan Park. So pray that the Spirit of the Lord will be at Metropolitan Park and pray for his health, strength, and his protection.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift up your servant before you, God. Hallelujah, they're spreading the gospel through your word, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as he traveled to a Metropolitan Park, God, give him traveling mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as he entered the gate, God, I decree angels protect him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree peace all around Metropolitan Park. I bind every satanic attack, every force from hell, confusion, division. We take authority over it. We counsel every act of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, use him to your glory today, God. Give him the strength, God, he needs. I decree health be upon him, God, in the name of Jesus. That there be no ache, no pain, no sickness, no diseases. Oh, God, cover him in the blood as he's on the battlefield for you, dear God. His family, God, move out his power to save those that are not saved. God, those that can be an encouragement to him, a support to him. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you see his faithfulness toward you, God. Move mightily for him, even on his album, God. Move mightily. Cause it to be a success for him, God. Cause the young people to reach out and support, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I bless you right now for him. Continue to bless him and keep him and protect him and see him through, God. Every endeavor, God. Every trial, God. Every test, God. Every temptation, God. Keep him, God. Strengthen him, God. Give him peace, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you that it be a success for him today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I lift up Miss Ludell, your servant. Oh, God, I thank you for the aged woman of God. I thank you for giving her all the years. Oh, God, you kept her through times of trials and trouble, oh, God. You kept her family, Father God. I thank you that not one of her bones are broken, Lord God, that you are faithful to her, strengthening her on every hand. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for her family. I thank you for her church family, oh, God. And we lift up the bereaved family, the Ramsey family, to them. Encourage them, oh, God, like never before, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for meeting every need of that family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the loss of their loved one. Comfort their hearts. Strengthen them for spiritual strength, oh, God. Let them call on your name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are their help, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in times of trouble. And, Lord, I lift up Mary Jean, oh, God, Sister Ludell's cousin.
Niece.
I thank you for blessing her. Niece, I'm sorry, and her children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Her sons, heal their bodies. Heal her, God. So we bless and honor you, God. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you, Lord. We just thank you for Bible Storyland, what you've done today, what you're about to do. You are awesome in all your ways. You are most powerful. The Word of God is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to call upon his name. We thank God for each one of you coming on Bible Storyland today. It's closing time. And I thank God for your strength that you would be in doing the things that he wants you to do on a daily basis.
Right.
I thank God for each of you coming on. Next week, we're going to have Family Day. A special surprise, a special speaker is going to be on next week. So come on and let's give glory to God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. I love you, but you already know God loves you more. Have a wonderful day, serving and praising our King.
Yes.